Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We just praise your holy and righteous name. Father God, we ask that you come on this line right now in the name of Jesus. Fill this line with your presence, Lord God. Move in a mighty way tonight, Lord God. And we just honor you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Well, it's Monday, Motivational Monday. My name is Victoria Mancherry, and I'm the executive producer for Victorious Radio and Communications, and I am so excited about the fact that it is Motivational Mondays, the Power Hour, with Evangelist LaShawn Gabriel O'Brien and Minister Maria Wright. As friends, followers, and supporters of the ministry and the radio station, I would like to extend a personal thank you for joining us in our mission to establish God's kingdom here on earth and to speak the true, unadulterated word of God. We look forward to bringing forth a host of guests and ministry leaders to create an enlightened pathway to God's purpose. We are prayerful that the messages delivered through this Christian Talk and Teach broadcast will help others to walk out the word of God through ministries, in lives, on jobs, within families, and certainly among our community leaders. We welcome the opportunity to pray for others and establish a prayer line throughout the world. We pray to strengthen the body of Christ with equipment, armor, and understanding while building faith, hope, and abundance in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Also, please stay tuned for the Bible verse breakdown, which is a detailed explanation on the meaning of God's word as we seek to apply it on daily terms, which is conducted later in the show. And with that said, let's go and be about our Father's business in the name of Jesus Christ. If you would like to listen by computer, please feel free to join the chat room. Log into www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. And, of course, you can always contact us by phone. Our Blog Talk call-in discussion number is 347-855-8877. So let's go over a few forum rules in which we would love for everyone to honor and abide. Respect is to be given to others at all times. No badgering, please, as this assembly is created to be safe and nurturing. In the end, we agree to disagree. Please, absolutely no profanity as we choose to keep this forum right here clean in his presence. And, of course, prayer requests are very welcome. So if you wish to address this forum, please press 1, and when appropriate, we will acknowledge you and permit you into the forum. So let's get Motivational Monday started right by giving a warm welcome for our leading ladies tonight, Evangelist LaShawn Gabriel O'Brien and Minister Maria Wright. Well, hello.
Hello.
Hey. It's Monday.
All right, all right. I love it. I love it. I'm so excited to be here with you ladies. I have to be honest. I need some motivation. I need my spiritual vitamin tonight. So I am so looking forward to tonight and the information that you guys bring.
Are we going to bring it?
No. Bring it. Come on.
Bring it. Yes. Amen.
All
right.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. This is a word here. Oh. But tonight, I'm going to be speaking, and I'm going to bring the message from the conference, what I spoke at the conference in October. And as I've been going back through it and studying it again today, it's really got me in a place. Oh, Jesus. Just help me, Lord.
User God, help her in the name of Jesus.
I don't come to talk about me. I come only to glorify my beloved Jesus. I ask Jesus to give me something the ladies can relate to as I speak his message. The title of this message is Don't Get It Twisted, One Night with the King. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. I'm speaking and releasing my faith. Father, my Lord and Savior, I magnify you. Cast out all unbelief and doubt. Let us experience you afresh. Pour out your supernatural release in your glory today. Allow this time to be your glory zone and manifest here. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to start off by sharing a brief story about myself and being tangled up. And with that story, it's just an addiction, and it's not a drug addiction that you. Most people, alcohol addiction, and most people relate addiction to. My addiction was to caramel macchiato at Starbucks. And that addiction was, it would have me going there every day faithfully to get this coffee called caramel macchiato. And I did it for years, at least 12 or 13 years, or maybe longer. But this past year, 2015, July, I was delivered from going to Starbucks daily to get this drink. I'm just sharing this little point about being tangled up and addicted. To bring this point to you through the Spirit so you can relate to what I'm saying. It might be some men on this call. Please stay on because this word was for women at the conference, but no, this word is for you too. Sister girlfriends, we are here to spend one night with the King. And he's waiting for your arrival. Let's prepare ourselves to enter his courts with praise. We come to worship him. We have had a refreshing time in the Lord, a life-changing message. But God is asking, are you ready? Have you prepared yourself for his coming? I have set this time for you. I have sent others to minister and equip you with my word. Jesus is not complicated. He is love. He loves you. Can you say with boldness, He loves me? Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Mark 14:6-9, the Message Bible. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why are you giving her a hard time? She has just done something wonderfully significant for me. You will have the poor with you every day for the rest of your lives. Whenever you feel like it, you can do something for them. Not so with me. She did what she could when she could. She prepared, pre-anointed my body for burial. And you can be sure that whenever in the world, the whole world, the message is preached, what she just did is going to be talked about a mile. We're talking about it today. Don't get it twisted. What did we come to do? Let's look at love. Due to her deep love for Jesus, she poured out all that represented her future, dreams, and well-being. Let me go back to this scripture. The scripture that I just read was a lady that poured out this very expensive perfume. She broke her alabaster box. And many already know the story. It cost quite a bit of money. All her savings was in that perfume box. And she found that she wanted to worship her Lord and Savior by pouring out that fragrance on Him. That fragrance filled the room. And those who were in that room, they felt like she just wasted. Not only the fragrance, but the cost that she could have got for that was wasted. They could have did something for the poor for what she just did for Jesus. But that was her love. That was an indication of how much she wanted to show her love towards Him. So we're going to look at love. Due to her deep love for Jesus, she poured out all that represented her future dreams and well-being upon Him. She didn't care what anyone thought, others thought was not pleasing with what she did, but she did not care. She had eyes for only Jesus. Do you want this kind of love for Jesus, your bridegroom king? When she worshiped, Him, she released her fragrance, a sweet-smelling aroma perfume. I have a question for you. Who do you have eyes for? Or what do you have eyes for? Your job, money, stuff, houses, cars, business, man or woman? Is it something that you treasure or desire more than life? Do you want it? You pursue your desires. The Lord will grant you the desires of your heart. What are your desires? Natural things or spiritual things? My desire is to love Him and to be His bride. Now I leave this question for you. What is your desire? I pray you receive what I'm saying tonight. This word is straight from the throne room of God, full of the power. You will only receive what I'm saying if you desire more of him and not more stuff or things. One night with the king. I'm making myself ready. That's my desire. I long to be with my king, my bridegroom king. I pray this will help you to fulfill your identity in Christ Jesus. Sisters, you are to prepare yourself as a bride does for her bridegroom in marriage. You see, I'm equipped to speak about marriage. I'm a bride in the natural and the spiritual. God has revealed to me my identity. Reveal my identity to me. Today I want to share a brief nugget. I want you to prepare your heart. This is a refreshing word straight from the throne room of God. God is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Prepare yourself for worship. Lord, reveal yourself to your bride just one night with the king. And you are our king. We don't come to ask anything of you. We're not here to take, but to give of ourselves. We come to be intimate with you as a man and wife does with one night in the natural. We want to experience you in the supernatural and the spiritual realm. We know you are here with us and you are in the room with us. You have given me the mandate to speak to women about being prepared to be a wife and what's required. We must prepare for the wedding day, a great expectation. See my soon-to-be husband. Now as we prepare and consecrate ourselves for one another, we are one in heart, and one in spirit. Let me break it down a little bit here. When you have sex with others before marriage or during your marriage, fornication, and you are risking your spirit to be entangled and exposed to other defilements that's not welcome in your relationship. That's why the enemy entices us to be sexually active early teens. I remember when my mom asked me when I was around 16, I think I was, if I was in relation with my boyfriend, which was not my husband at the time. And now as I have come into my identity, he has shown me how my marriage has been the key to his word and his relationship with us. One night with the king. I prepare myself in marriage. I am his wife, and he is my husband. With my natural husband, I can't concern myself or control what he may or may not do. I pray he has not done anything he will regret, but it's his sin and his to bring before God. I love my husband unconditionally, and we have had our disagreements and issues just like any relationship. But the prayer of the righteous, praise God, only he could do it. In the natural, my prayer for my husband is continued. If I didn't pray as a prayer warrior, I would not be bringing this message. But my God, in each situation, daily, he prepared me and showed me how and what to do in prayer. My marriage lifestyle is unique, and many of you that know me personally know many parts of the story and have seen me walk through it. Jesus, only you could do it. My bridegroom, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My bridegroom, my spiritual husband, My God only seeks after me. I long to be with him and he with me. I want more of him and he want more of me. I can't wait to worship him and he can't wait to bless me. I desire to spend quality time with him and he desired to be with me. He is my provider and my lover of my soul. I am entangled and tied up with the love of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Manifest these bride traits in my life. I want to be a lioness. A lioness is to a lion in your kingdom. One night with the king. Don't get it twisted. The Bible is a love letter from Jesus to me every time I read the promises of God. The brighter love. The brighter love is so beautiful, it's a delight. This is my love letter. Ooh, it's getting hot in here. Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Jesus. Ooh, glory to your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. This is my love letter. I receive this brighter love by faith and allow the Holy Spirit to transform me. I'm on a spiritual high. I can't get enough of Jesus. I'm intoxicated with his love. When I wake up, Jesus is the first on my mind. When I dress, I wear God's words to be wrapped in him and for others to see that God's word is true, and I'm so fortunate to have the Holy Spirit living inside of me and guiding me. God chose me to be his bride. I just can't get enough of Jesus. I daydream of him. Jesus is my habit. I'm strung out. I'm addicted to Jesus. I crave him daily. Just the thought that I got Jesus, my bridegroom, that paid the price for me. Jesus' love is warm. The more I consume, the more I got to have him. I need Jesus. I'm addicted. Every part of me need him. I must stay close to him. I must feel his heart beat. Holy Spirit, I'm addicted. I'm on a spiritual high for Christ. I will never come down. I must have Jesus. He makes me so open to his love. I want him. I'm so consumed. I can't do anything without him. I'm so glad I'm in Jesus' kingdom and not of this world. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Christ is my life. I walk in the kingdom authority. I know that Jesus loved me, and I want my love for him to be known by me. Prepare my life for my bridegroom return. My heart's desire is Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, I love you so. Oh, Jesus, I love you so. Oh, Jesus, I love you so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I pray this word is helping somebody tonight. Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, wherever they are right now, Lord God, arrest their hearts in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Yes. 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 We are the bride of Christ. May the fragrance of your love for your bridegroom be that which separates you fully unto him. May you be fully arrayed in his glory and in his love. Let us worship him and let his name be praised. Lord, you are holy, you are righteous, you are faithful, you are beautiful, you are worthy, you are lovely, you are joy, you are everything. I pour my love on you. I have to say it again. Lord, you are holy. You are righteous. You are faithful. You are worthy. You are lovely. You are beautiful. You are everything to me. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. This is your time, Lord. This is you. This is the time for your people to know that you're coming back soon. And that they need to prepare themselves and meditate on your word and your promises. Stop running around. Stop running around. Searching for every different type of thing that you can think of to be your God. There's only one God. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This is the time. This is the time. This is your time. One night with the King. Ladies, your life is a designer original fragrance. Pour your love out. Let it flow and let the smell be in his nostril. We just did a Kingdom Women brunch. What's coming to me now is he is preparing us to know who we are in his kingdom so we can give his word, his gospel, to those who are lost and not, that don't know him, that's lost, that's in religion, that's dealing with religious spirit. It's time for us to build ourselves in the word and not religion. We're building ourselves in the kingdom of God. We are to spread the gospel, the good news, to all the earth, as the disciples had assigned us to do. So just like I just said, your life is a designer original fragrance. Pour your love out and let it flow, and let the smell be in his nostrils. Pour your love out and let the smell be in his nostrils. Here's something that might help you in closing out. My natural husband said to me, "I smell you." That stuck with me. What that mean? What you mean you smell me? That's the way that, and I'm thinking, what that mean? Well, what he was saying to me this particular day, and he says it often, but I can smell you, the fragrance. You was gone. You was no longer in the house. But I smelled you. I knew you was here. That stuck with me. That's the way I want my life and love, worship to be for my God. The natural was he can smell me with the natural scent, but I want my life to be smelled by God in the spiritual scent, the designer original fragrance that nobody else has. We all have a different fragrance. Let me pause here and let me pray for marriages. And after this prayer, I will have Minister Wright to do the announcements, and then we can close out. Well, Lord, we thank you for this word. Manifesting these broad traits in our marriages is our lives, in our lives. Let us prepare ourselves spiritually and physically to walk as wives and teachers. Teach us to be wives on purpose. Show us your desires. Let us be a blessing to our husband and speak prophetic words over their lives. Bring us all, both, into the bridal love towards each other. Manifest your glory in our marriages. Bring us all in agreement and line us up with heaven. Bless us and keep us in tune with you, Lord, I thank you for who you are in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. One night with the King. Don't get it twisted. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sean, as you were going over your message before I do the announcement. What dropped in my spirit was the parable of the 10 bridesmaids, which is what you were talking about when you were talking about the one night with the King and the marriages and leading up to that. And the parable of the 10 bridesmaids is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Verses 1 through 13. So we can kind of do this as a Bible break, first breakdown as well, and it just falls in line with your message. But it says, then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The five who were foolish didn't take enough oil for their lamps, but the other five were wise enough to take along extra oil. When the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, they were aroused by the shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out and meet him." All the bridegrooms got up and prepared their lamps. Then the five foolish ones asked the others, "Please give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." But the others replied, "We don't have enough for all of us. Go to a shop and buy some for yourselves." But while they were gone to buy oil, the bridegroom came. Then those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was locked. Later, when the other five bridesmaids returned, they stood outside calling, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he called back, "Believe me, I don't know you. So you too must keep watch. For you do not know the day or hour of my return." And as you were saying, one night with the King, we don't know when God is coming. But this parable is teaching us that we have to be ready. And as you were sharing about spending time in his word, and as you were going there saying, you know, I crave him for breakfast and lunch and dinner, and how we should just thirst for God every, you know, all day long. And it really is what God is saying is, spiritually, I need you to be ready. For when I come, we are going to the marriage feast, because I, the bridegroom, am coming back for my bride, which is the church. And that's male or female. So it's be ready. So each of us, each of those 10 bridesmaids were responsible for their relationship and being prepared for the bridegroom. Five of them went above and beyond. That means they took extra steps. They brought extra oil to make sure that no matter when he came, they were going to have what they needed. The other five weren't as prepared. As many people today aren't prepared because they aren't in a relationship with God, or they kind of haphazardly in a relationship with God, or they are pimping him, or whatever the case may be. And so on that wedding day, he's coming with a great procession. In other words, there's a lot of folk that's going to go back with him, those that are ready to go to his house. So let's be ready. And as we should also be ready for, you know, our husbands and gentlemen, for your wives, be ready, because you never know when the bridegroom is coming. So that was a beautiful word, amen. And hopefully that will help. And Matthew chapter 25 has about three different parables, I believe it is, where Jesus is trying to prepare us. These are examples. These are stories that he's using to prepare us so we'll know how to live until he returns. We'll be prepared. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, hello?
I just said amen.
Oh, praise God. I am getting ready for the announcements. I'm so excited. And before I talk about the bus trip, the reminder of the bus trip, I'm going to skip straight to the Weekend of Serenity. If y'all haven't gathered now by just some of the topics that you've heard over the last month or so, we have an awesome time, and God shares some magnificent word with us to prepare us for in our relationship with him, but how to walk out our relationship with him. So with all of that said, the Weekend of Serenity is coming again. It will be here before you know it. It is October 28th to October 30th at the Sandy Cove Conference Center in Northeast Maryland. When I tell you we go in, as you can tell, Sean is still in the spirit, amen. We go in. We have a wonderful time, and we never leave that place the same way as we left, as we got were when we got there. And each year we grow stronger and stronger in Christ. And as you attend, it will help you to build your relationship with him. It is October 28th to October 30th at the Sandy Cove Conference Center, which is located in Northeast Maryland. And it's right on the Chesapeake Bay. And when I tell you that just looking out those panoramic windows, watching the sunrise and the sunset is just amazing. We just have a wonderful time. So praise be unto God. If you're interested in going, you can reach out to us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. Again, that's sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. In addition to that, for those who are going on the bus trip, amen, we are leaving March 26th to go see Samson at Sight and Sound Theater. And we do have one extra seat. I believe we have one extra seat left. Someone at the last minute was unable to go. So if you are interested, it's first come, first serve. Please email us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. The price is $145, and it includes your food, where we stop at Plain and Fancy for family-style dining, amen. Your ticket at the play, so it's your entrance into the play, as well as your seat on the bus, amen. So for $145, you get a whole lot. You get your bus fare. You get your ticket to the play, which is worth the $145 all by itself, and you get something to eat, amen. So Samson is a new play. If you have not gone, be the first one to reach out to us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. We have one seat left, amen. And to that, we are leaving the Oxon Hill Park and Ride March 26th at 8 o'clock sharp. We are asking all that are going to be on at the bus, at the park and ride at 7:30 to load on the bus. Again, Sisters with Purpose is going on the road March 26th. It's a Saturday. We are leaving at 8 o'clock. We should be back by 7:30 or 8 at the absolute latest. And so we in the evening, and that just covers everything. So we are going to have a wonderful time. Amen.
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 Can't wait to go.
Me too. I'm really excited. I'm looking forward. We got a lot of good stuff coming up, you know, and we do have some other things that we're not ready to release at this moment, but I'm telling you, hold your horses, hold a balloon, something, whatever you need to do to hold on and wait, because we got some great things lined up.
Yes, we do.
Doing big things this year, amen. In the name of Jesus.
Every day is something new.
Yes. And isn't it exciting? Because we don't know how God is going to move. Amen.
but just being available and ready to, as we were saying, dip when he dips, move when he moves, just stay focused on him, amen, and let him just guide us, put our hand in his, let him encase us in his arms, amen, and just roll with a brother, just roll with him, amen, our God, our Father. So I'm just excited.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm glad you brought that up. We could share a little bit on that from our discussion that we had. The discussion was on focus, and wasn't it focus? I think
focus. Yes, being focused. Okay. Amen. And which leads to effortlessness, right?
Right, right. So in that conversation, I think this would be perfect to close out. In the conversation, we talked about dance. And Mom brought it back to my attention, too, that we had spoke about this at a previous, not this past conference, but the conference before, dancing with the Lord. And I didn't remember, but maybe I did. I'll be saying so much. I don't know.
We actually danced that night. We had a great time.
That was 2014? Yeah, that was 2014.
It was 14. Mm-hmm.
But in the conversation, we talked about dance, and we shared about what that really looked like in the natural, so you can see it in the spiritual, and go back to what I just spoke about, the bride. And when my husband would take his hand out, and everybody most likely have danced with some partner, somebody, he'd say, "Let's dance." He'd say, "Let's dance." I would put my hand in his hand. He would grab me up, pull me close to him, put his hands around my waist, and he would move. I wouldn't look at his feet. I would have to feel his movement in his body. We would be so close that I can feel his very heartbeat. And in that movement, if he was to move backwards, I would move forward, backwards, however the dance may be. If he dip, I dip. If he twirl me, I would twirl. If he throw me back with some type of dip or whatever, I'll just totally trust him to guide me and move me in whatever direction the dance may go. That's the dance of life that you want to have with God, Jesus. You want to be able to move when he moves. You want to dip when he dips. Don't resist. Oh, I don't want to dip. No, you dip when he dips. You twirl when he twirls you. You stay close to him when he keeps you close. You don't move his hand off your waist. You keep your hand there. You put your arms around his neck or on his shoulder. Oh, Lord Jesus. That's the movement that you want to have with the love of your soul. He's saying, let me have the first dance, the only dance that you ever have to do is with me. Just accept me as your Lord and Savior. Receive my salvation. I have so much for you. Don't doubt what I have. Let me guide you. Jesus, thank you. Oh, I just praise you for revelation. I just thank you, Lord, for allowing me to know you this way. Jesus, I thank you. I pray that the release of your manifestation and your glory will fill this earth.
Yes, God.
That heaven will collide in with this earth. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Dispatch your angels. Arrest the hearts of men. Knock down those walls. Pull down those strongholds. Break up the bitterness. Break up the unforgiveness. Break up the doubt. Pull up the doubt. Pull up past hurts. Church hurts, past hurts, any hurts. Just allow Jesus in your life and know him for yourself. Dance with him. Dance with him. Dance with him. Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. You're the song in my feet, the clap in my hands.
Mm.
You my worship. Ooh, it's hard to contain myself.
And you know,
Lord have mercy. Mm.
When we're that close to him, not only can he smell our fragrance, but we can smell his too.
Mm-mm-mm.
And his fragrance is such a sweet aroma. And when the fragrance of the Lord comes in the atmosphere, there is nothing like it. There is no fragrance on this earth that tops the fragrance of God. It's as if he is all the fragrances wrapped together in one to make this one unique odor that can only come from him.
Dance with him.
Nothing like it.
Dance with him. Allow him to lead you.
Yes.
You won't regret it. Eternal life. Not just this life, but eternal life. The life after this one. Praise God. Whew. I'm so full right now. I'm about to run out the door and shout.
I know that's right.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to go take a walk.
Just get your shot on, girl.
I'm good. I'm done for the night. Praise God.
Well, Victoria, do you have anything for us before we close out?
Actually, I don't. It was a wonderful show, as usual. So thank you for putting the work in to spread the message.
Amen. Well, I'll close out in prayer and let Sean continue to stay right where she is, amen, or even go higher, amen. Father God, we just come, Lord, just saying thank you, oh God. God, we just thank you for your sweet fragrance, oh God. We thank you for the beauty, the essence of you, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, for the opportunity to dance with you, our Father, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for this one night with the King, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord,
for the opportunity, God, to see you and to go to the marriage feast with you, oh God. We are so looking forward to that, oh God. And for those, oh God, who don't know you in the pardoning of their sin, I claim their soul for Jesus right now, oh God. I declare and decree that they will thirst for you, oh God, thirst to have a relationship with you, oh God. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you meet everyone that's on this call at their point of need, oh God. Develop in them, oh God, where you would have them to be, oh God, so that they can be all that you would purpose them to be. We thank you, oh God. We just give you all glory, honor, and praise. For, Lord, there is none like you. For, God, those that are walking in unbelief, I ask that you help their unbelief and teach them to trust you. And may we all trust you all the more, oh God, for the greater things are still yet to come. God, we bless you. We love you. We adore you, oh God. We honor you. We glorify you, and we lift up your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name we pray, and may your presence be with us, O God, until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. You are such a praying Jesus. Well, may we all move forth in peace and with blessings and love until next Monday. Thank you, everyone.
Amen. Peace.
Amen. God bless you. Good night.